Absolutely. As we said in April, like the two boys of my brothers that went ahead the year before, you know, you only got so far. So you were kind of anxious about that kind of happening again, that something might pop up and it wouldn't go ahead, you know? But we were very lucky and fortunate that it did.
Yeah, and how did you feel, Dennis, as the screening process went? Were you nervous at all that you might, like Nuala's brothers, ultimately find out that no, you weren't a suitable donor?
Yeah, you would have a feeling of a bit of anxiety. I suppose a mixed feeling, whether it would be, you know, a success or even a success, or would it be a match even before that? So yeah, you'd have mixed feelings. You'd be kind of saying to yourself, maybe, okay, what if it is, or what if it isn't, you know? And you're kind of thinking, okay, if it isn't, you're kind of looking maybe at the longer term, thinking, okay, if I'm not a match, maybe we'll have to see, go to plan B and go to the drawing board and see what you can see from there, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, look, while you would have done that, it would have been, I suppose, a slight bit demoralizing. But Nuala, thankfully, it all went successfully, and Dennis was given the thumbs up to be a donor. How did you feel when you heard that news, particularly after what happened last year with your brothers as well?
You know what? It's actually really kind of scary because it's your partner going for a big surgery as well, and then it's your child on the same day for surgery. So as excited as you are in one sense, you're absolutely nervous and hoping for the best in the other sense. Do you know what I mean? But thankfully the whole day went really well. The two boys done very, very well, and we couldn't have asked for it to go better. Jaden is quite happy, as you can see in the background here.
He's a guy, his grin is lighting up the room. He's like a Cheshire
He
cat
is.
there, and
He's
could you
like a
blame
new
him?
boy, a very new boy. Isn't that right, Jay?
Yeah.
And
Yeah, so happy
Jaden,
about it.
how did you feel, Jaden, when you heard that your stepdad was going to be able to give you one of his kidneys?
I was really happy, but I was a little bit nervous for Dennis as well.
And Dennis, where did you have any nerves?
Yeah, of course, Ellen. As Nola said, like, you know, it's it is a big enough surgery, and you know it takes a while to recover from. No, I suppose the medical people in Beaumont, you know, they do put you at ease, and they talk out any queries or questions you might have pre-op, and you know, you can the coordinators are fantastic in the sense that if you've got a query, as I said, or question at any time beforehand, you can ring them, and you know they'll answer to the best of their ability as well.
The big day was the 13th of June, and Jaden, you had to isolate in Temple Street Hospital for a week before the operation. Was that difficult for you?
I'm kind of used to being in hospital, so like it didn't really bother me too much, but it was just like it got a little bit boring. But I had all my stuff and like all stuff, like gadgets and stuff, to like help me like
That's
kind
the
of
thing.
pass the time and stuff.
Okay.
It was really important that week in Temple Street. Actually was really important because Jaden's blood pressure would have been through the roof, being on dialysis and on the fluid restrictions. We just couldn't settle his blood pressure. So that week above in Temple Street was very vital for Jaden to be there, because it you know, he was on a special regime of his dialysis, which helped lower his blood pressure to help him get through surgery safely. So, and we're kind of sitting in isolation now. They kind of recommend a good few weeks, like, you know, of isolating, because he's on a severe amount of immunosuppressants. So his immunity will be completely shot. Like he'd have no immunity. And I suppose you have to do that so that your kidney doesn't fail. If your immunity is on show, it recognizes the kidneys there, and it will try and, you know, attack it. So it's trying to keep him safe along with keeping the kidneys safe with the medicines. And it's like a balancing act. So at the minute now, we're up and down to Temple Street twice a week, to monitor his blood, to make sure it's going straight and all going good. And Dennis is doing fantastic. I mean, he's recovering really, really well, and The two of them are really, really good. Like, I couldn't be prouder of either of them, you know what I mean?
Ah, yeah, no, it's brilliant to hear that the recoveries are going well. But I mean, Nuala, like, Jaden sounded like the week was grand. You know, he had a lot to keep him amused and entertained. But for you and for Dennis as well, as you were waiting to have one of your kidneys removed, what was that week like? Because I'm sure it was all you could think of.
Yeah, totally, Alan. I suppose from my side of it, I had to cocoon myself for 2 weeks before the 13th, 2 weeks before the operation, because they recommend, just in case, I suppose, the risk of COVID is high around. So I finished working 2 weeks beforehand. So I was actually cocooning at home for that 2 weeks. So I had a quiet 2 weeks. The week beforehand, I had, I think I had two appointments in Beaumont. So what I had that week was... It actually broke up the week fairly well, because I was up and down to Beaumont myself twice, I think. So what I had to do was I had a final cross match and I had a COVID test that week in Beaumont. So that just kind of, it was kind of a good stepping stone of getting ready. I was up to the hospital twice that week and I knew I'd be up in on the Sunday, the day before, checking in and just getting the final few bits and pieces ready for the Monday morning, which was the operation for me.
And the
hardest part about that, Alan, sorry, is we couldn't meet Dennis for that full week because we're in two different hospitals. So because he was going to Beaumont and we were in Temple Street, we couldn't meet. So it was a long week, I suppose, not to each other. And then he was going forward for the surgery on the Monday, and it just felt very lonely. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
It did, didn't it? We felt like, you know,
missed our pa.
Yeah.
Ah, understandably so. But then the day itself arrives. Dennis, you're in for a fairly early operation, 8 a.m. We know it went successfully, obviously. But was it a lengthy operation?
The funny thing about that, Alan, is, you know, once you go down to theatre and you're knocked out, you've no idea how long. Now, I think they told me it's about 3 to 4 hours on my operation was. From my side of it, they could have told me it was 20 hours. I wouldn't have known the difference. You know? That's the funny thing about it. Until you start to wake up, and all of a sudden you're kind of back in your room, kind of, you know what's gone on, because you know you've prepared for it. And I suppose when you start to come round, you're happy that you're just waking up and all the rest of it. But you kind of just start to sleep off the initial time. When you're back in your room, you just, like, for me, I just seem to do quite a good bit of resting and sleeping initially. And fair enough, the following day or two, all right, would probably be the hardest, Alan. And, like, anyone that's, even the staff above, they tell you that the first 2 to 3 days are the hardest, but you kind of seem to turn a corner. I think for me, it was on the Thursday. I remember waking up on the Thursday morning and feeling a lot better than I was the last 2 days, you know. And you kind of make just stepping stones then, day by day, getting better and building strength.
Yeah, and is that it, Dennis? Because is it just that there's a feeling of fatigue and weakness? Because you have had an organ removed from your body.
Yeah, initially, like, even they taught me that, like, the following kind of day or so, I think it takes maybe a day for, say, in my case, my remaining kidney. Kind of the best way to describe it to me was it kind of takes maybe a day or so before that starts to kick in properly and starts making up for the other one. Because obviously, initially, like, you're going in perfectly fine and all of a sudden your remaining kidneys having to make up for the second one. So, like, even now, as good as I'm feeling, like, I'm just taking it handy as best I can and getting plenty of rest in. So... but yeah, that initial period afterwards, your body is kind of, I suppose, wondering what's going on for a day or so before it starts to kick in, you know.
Okay, well, thankfully it all settled down, but then it moved on to the next stage, Nuala, around, you know, Dennis's operation takes 3-4 hours or so, and it's in or around midday, and you have described seeing your partner's kidney arriving in a red box as surreal, and I have to say that description does sound pretty surreal.
Do you know what? When Dennis went down in the morning, for me, you know, you have the heart pangs and everything and you're very worried. And then you're trying to keep it all together because Jaden is going down next. You know what I mean? So you're trying to focus on Jaden because you're with him, but your mind is constantly going back to Dennis. But we got news about 12 in midday that Dennis's kidney was out. From what I heard from them in Temple Street, they didn't have too much information on Dennis at that stage. But everything seemed to have gone well, and that the kidney was being worked on to be brought over. So then we brought Jaden down to theatre. And when I came out, we were kind of just standing around, because actually my brother Albert came up with me the night before. He had cocooned for 2 weeks from work to come up with us, just to spend the week with me, because Dennis couldn't be there to help me with Jaden and just be support, you know, because it's a hard thing to be going through. So when we were outside, we saw the surgeons from Beaumont come in like an ambulance, and they came out with a big red box. So I recognized Dilly Little and Jaden's surgeon, and they came out, and at that moment I my, like, everything in me just kind of went, because I felt like, oh my god, Dennis is over in Beaumont, like, just recovering, probably being stitched up at this stage, because I didn't have so much insight of what was going on. His kidneys here in the box, they're prepping Jaden upstairs. It just felt like a massive
strange,
thing, you know. I know, and at that moment then it kind of hit you even more, so the sacrifice Dennis made to have this organ in a box that was being transported up to Jaden, it just felt like you know, it was a hard moment. I really broke down then. I just couldn't for a minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as beautiful as it is, and as helpful as it was, and as amazing as it is now, at that particular moment it felt like, oh my goodness, like, this is so real, like, you know what I mean?
And
they just raced into the hospital, and they just ran. They were like superheroes, you know. They just ran. They'd done the work on Dennis. They were over in Beaumont, because it's the same surgeons that do the work, and it just felt like, you know, this is their day's work, and it's completely saving people. Like, you know what I mean? It just felt crazy.
And Jaden, when you woke up from the operation and you were told that you had the kidney inside of you, I mean, after waiting so long for one, how did you feel?
I actually felt the same. I actually feel the same, but I do feel like a little bit not as tired and stuff. Like,
I think Jaden won't feel the full effects till he's fully recovered. I think once he's fully recovered, he's only 2 weeks over now. So, but he has, like, he loves the fact that there's no dialysis at home and stuff like that anymore.
That's a big difference. Like, I don't have to, they don't need to be like this, like, oh Jaden, we have to be home really quickly for dialysis and all this.
You're already seeing the benefits of having that kidney in. And I guess, guys, just to finish, you mentioned, Ula, that it's Jaden's on immunosuppressants. He's up and down to Temple Street 2-3 times a week for blood tests for the next few months, and there's a taxi provided for that. But maybe we'll just mention, you know, you will have to cover the cost of transport after that, but a neighbour of yours has set up a GoFundMe page if people want to help out.
That's right. My good friend Carmel, she's our neighbour. She, last year, she saw how difficult it was, because we had a lot of hospital trips, even stays, packing the bags, you know, paying for the hospital rooms, everything, food, you know. So it's really has, especially now, come in so handy for us. And, you know, you still have your bills at home. You still have to do all your own things. So it's nice to have that separate bit of money that we can comfortably get Jaden and Dennis through all this and not worry so much financially, you know. So, yeah, we're very grateful to Carmel.